President Bush's announcement that the U.S. government will buy a stake in banks follows a similar pledge by Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Brown's plan to salvage his country's banking system has set the international standard, and it's had another effect, too. It's turned the serious Scot into an unlikely global star. Laura Lynch reports from London.
Today's global newspaper headlines say it all.
Brown has a good crisis as world follows his lead.
Gordon Brown goes from zero to hero.
Ordinary Gordy joins the ranks of superheroes with one £37 billion bound, from plain Gordon to Flash Gordon in one magnificent leap.
In the space of a few short weeks, Brown has gone from the edge of political oblivion to the cusp of political resurrection. And he can thank the crisis in the banking industry for his reversal of fortune. Brown is the man with the plan.
In extraordinary times, with financial markets ceasing to work, the government cannot just leave people on their own to be buffeted about. For savers, for small businesses, and for homeowners, we must, in an uncertain and unstable world, be the rock of stability upon which British people can depend.
It's a transformation that's surprising to some in the UK. After all, Brown spent almost a decade as Chancellor of the Exchequer, the equivalent of the US Treasury Secretary. He was there while Britain's economy boomed, while housing prices exploded, and while banks took in record profits.
Pray silence for the Right Honourable Gordon Brown, Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Just last year, Brown appeared before the city's top financial executives, pouring on the praise with words that would probably make him shudder now.
And I congratulate the whole city of London on these remarkable achievements. This is an era that history will record as the beginning of a new golden age for the city of London. And I want to thank all of you for what you're achieving.
Just months later, their achievements have turned to dust. Mark Dampier is the research director of the London investment firm Hargreaves Lansdown. He sees Brown's revival as remarkable, given his role in contributing to the current collapse.
He's been Chancellor in this country for 8 or 9 years and Prime Minister. So he's been lording over all this stability that he talked about. But I think he's one of the causes of the problems. It's poor regulation and poor management by the government that's helped get us to the spot where we are now.
Brown embraced many of the policies of deregulation brought in by Margaret Thatcher. Under his watch, personal debt rose as people borrowed well beyond their means to buy. And the banks lent, until it all came crashing down. Yet in the fall may lie the seeds of Brown's redemption. Even Mark Dampier, no huge fan of Brown's, admits he's done a good job with his rescue package. Brown himself invoked the memory of Winston Churchill in describing his determination to battle the financial crisis at hand. Dampier sees the similarities.
Churchill was a great wartime leader and he reveled in the war, but he wasn't a great peacetime prime minister. And I have to feel that Gordon Brown is in exactly the same position now. He absolutely adores economic chaos because he can bamboozle everyone through that. And he's made for these sorts of times. But as soon as things come back to normal, he's kind of found out rather quickly.
Already the clouds are gathering overhead. Today, inflation reached highs not seen in 16 years. Last night, Brown lost a key vote on anti-terror legislation in the House of Lords, which may be why he was wise to correct a reporter who tried to call him Flash Gordon today. Gordon, just plain Gordon, he demurred, likely remembering that Churchill may have won the war, but lost the election. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.